next song I'm going to do is the last song of this first set. And it's a song called North Star. It's a really interesting story. It's a story of a POW camp in Algonquin Park on the Nipissing River. It's a story of a prison break of two prisoners who decided they wanted to try and get back to home, I guess. And so this is a camp that was a lumber camp, and the men in these camps were put to work. And they were given a nominal wage, as I understand it. And they also were given some choices. They could cook, or they could work with horses, or they could go and cut down trees and that sort of thing. So they had a kind of a thing going. If they stayed there, they got fed and they had a warm place to stay. So it was, I understand it was a fairly comfortable place for them to be held. This fellow, he decided with another person in the camp to break out of this camp. Remarkably, they traveled only at night following the North Star as the basis of their bearing. And he must have known that from the way they got in there that there was a railroad track north of there. And I speculate that they would have done this travel on a full moon, because then you'd have a little bit of light. But these guys had no flashlights. They probably had a pocket full of food. Maybe they'd made a few tools while they were in camp. They took off one night in May. And May in Algonquin Park and is not a good time to be wandering around the bush, especially in the dark. There's freezing cold water, really high water levels, probably even snow in places. Or if it was a warm May, there'd be tons of bugs. So these guys, they would have had quite a journey. And it took them 3 nights to make their way up to the CNR rail line that runs from Brent westward. And there they hopped on a train and they got all the way to Winnipeg before they got captured in Winnipeg and then put into another POW camp. But so here we go. This is called North Star, and a story of a true story of a prison break in Algonquin Park. The time he had, the blocking hills, the shapeless time. North he walked under darkened sky, with the North Star his guiding light. Well, his luck turned south over Allied land, with his plane shot down, soon captured then. Shipped overseas, moved on by rail, then by wagon up the Nipissing Trail. They kept them in an old lumber camp, prisoners of war held far inland. Far down a road, far from he lived this North Star tale. I can't imagine the time he had, the blackened hills, the shapeless time. North he walked under darkened sky, with the North Star his guiding light. He wintered well, he planned his day. Soon he'd end his prison stay. Some tools he forged, some food he saved. He left the camp one night in May. It was days alone, walking north, hiding all day. Where, not knowing when, his journey north would somehow end. I can't imagine the time he had, the blackened hills, the shapeless time. North he walked under darkened sky, with the North Star his guiding light. Thank you. Then a train he heard, a distant sound, rumbling hope, maybe homebound. But lakes to cross, hills to climb, swamps and streams in the black of the night. With nights of cold, those times of fear, his courage soared as the tracks drew near. And when he stood, the rail line smell, he knew he had a story to tell. I can't imagine the time he had, the blackened hills, the shapeless time. North he walked under darkened sky, with the North Star his guiding light. At a slowing turn, he hopped the train, westward bound, his great escape. But in Winnipeg, they recaptured him and sent him for another prison stay. I can't imagine the time he had, the blackened hills, the shapeless time. North he walked under darkened sky, with the North Star his guiding light. With the North Star his guiding light. Yeah, that's my song North Star. It's a true story. So this German fighter pilot presented himself at the general store in Brent about 15 years ago, where he was talking to guy that runs the store, who's been running it forever, Jake, and he asked Jake whether he could get a guide to take him back to this camp. And Jake said, no, we can't do that because, well, the old roads, the old Nipissing Road is all grown in and the bridges have been taken out. And in fact, no one's really certain where this POW camp was. So the pilot left, but before he left this story with Jake, and then Jake passed it on to me. So now you all know. Anyways, that's the first set of this show. Second set, we're going to go across the Ottawa Valley to the Opeongo Range. Actually, we're going to go to Compromere first, and then we're going to work our way down the Opeongo Range and end up at Westmeath. So come back and stay tuned, and thanks a lot for listening and watching.